Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Dayton Show on KDKA. 8 minutes past 5 o'clock. Yeah, I realize the temperatures are in the 40. We had snow here the last couple of days, but you know what? It's always good to talk baseball with our insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Joining us right now is Jason Mackey, who covers the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Rick. Been a busy couple days in Pirates land. You probably know a little bit about the lockout, and it's sort of stringing together the entire offseason in a few days. So it's been interesting.
There's a lot of things going on. And I asked your friend Paul Zeiss from the Post-Gazette. He was in doing a show earlier today, and I asked him if he knew where his catching equipment was, if he's still got his shin guards, if he's got a face mask. And he said he can't bend over anymore, so he didn't think he'd be a good candidate for catcher. What about you? Would you be able to go behind the plate and catch for the Buccos?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. But I would try to tell myself that I could.
Yeah.
I could survive in fantasy camp.
So what are they going to do? I mean, obviously, with Stallings being traded yesterday to Miami, what exactly do the Buccos do with this? And let's also look at it. I mean, we've heard Ben Sherrington say from the beginning they needed more players, plain and simple. They needed more capable players. Did they do that with this trade?
Well, they got more players. They certainly got more players. I like the kids they got back. But the question I ask is, why now? Why now? Because there isn't a linear succession plan. You know, they drafted Henry Davis, and yeah, he's a great player. I have full confidence this kid's going to be a very good major league catcher, but it's not right now. He needs a little bit of time. So why not hold on to Stallings for a year or two, and then if you want to trade him, go ahead. I think what they think they're trying to do, or what they're trying to do here, is get a couple prospects. They signed Roberto Perez. It's pending a physical, $5 million 1 year. And he's a two-time Gold Glove winner. He's a very good catcher, and they're banking that he's going to be able to figure it out. But again, it's just a risk that I don't think I would take.
And let's keep in mind, Roberto Perez is not Michael Perez, who was the backup for the Pirates,
correct,
who hit 143 last year. I mean, this is people say Perez. Oh no, wait a second, that guy can't. Different guy, not the same guy. So,
well, different guy. But Roberto Perez did not hit much better last season. I don't know it off the top of my head, but the past 2 years he's been around 140, 150
right,
with his average. His OPS was in the fours and fives. This is a guy who has had some absolute struggles defensively the past two seasons, or offensively and defensively, I should say. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's had some right shoulder issues, had a broken right ring finger, which people might laugh at, but for a catcher, for a baseball player, that's actually a significant thing. And just hasn't been able to get comfortable. The Pirates are banking that he's going to be able to do that. I believe in 2019, the second of his two Gold Glove years, he hit like 23, 24 home runs for Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a legit, there's talent in there. It's just, it's also a risk, and it's a pretty sizable risk based on, you know, the contract for the Pirates. $5 million is going to be, it's going to make him their highest paid player, if you can believe that.
Well, yeah, and it pays him a whole lot more than what they, even with arbitration, would have had to pay Stallings too, which I think a lot of people say, well, wait a second, why didn't we keep that guy? Because you know what he's going to do in terms,
sure,
of calling pitches and framing pitches and blocking and all that sort of stuff. The numbers that are being thrown about for guys like Javi Baez, good shortstop, right? Today, $140 million, six-year contract with the Tigers. $140 for 3 years for Scherzer. Robbie Ray, $115 million reported for 5 years for the Cy Young Award winner going to Seattle. I mean, these are monopoly money kind of contracts that we just don't understand here in Pittsburgh. Any chance that the Pirates are making some of these moves to go ahead and at least dip their toe into free agency more than they have recently?
No.
Okay.
No. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Rick. I just got, and I don't even blame them. I don't think they should get in that kind of arms race. I don't think they're anywhere close.
Well, I'm not talking $115 million contracts. I think people are saying, hey, can we get a couple of, you know, $10 million guys? But, you know, that
yeah,
would...
Yeah, no, and right. I don't think they're going to do it. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do it right now. I don't think it makes sense for them to do it.
Just like, because they're too far away from a talent standpoint right now to even invest that money?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's useless. It's useless because there's not enough of a talent base right now. You're only going to be... You know, if they would invest $30 million in the club, you're going to be knocking your projected loss total from 101 down to 93. Like, what have you done
right.
other than spend that money when, you know, so what?
And I mean, perhaps take away time developing somebody else who could ultimately be part of your next run, right?
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. And I understand why fans want that. But I'm saying from an objective business standpoint, like what makes the most sense for them, frankly, is to probably turn it over to young kids, let them play, let them get experience, maybe take some losses, but grow and be better for it in 2023. And yeah. I think when you see a greater talent base, which is what they're projected to have in a couple of years, you'll see them spend. You'll see them go for it. You'll see them make different financial decisions because there will be more there. But, I mean, right now they don't have the horses to do anything even remotely, you know, like, sure, they might catch lightning in a bottle, surprise some people. I don't know. There's probably a 1% chance out there of that happening, but it's not likely.
Right. Jason Mackey joining us here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's our Pirates insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's get back to that lockout because nobody wants to really talk about it. How much do we know? What's the likelihood of it happening?
Well, the likelihood of it happening, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I had hotel reservations and a flight plan to go down to Orlando, Florida and cover the winter meetings. I canceled that today. Basically, everybody I've talked to is expecting a lockout. Not necessarily something that's going to, like, you know, be 1994, 95 level, you know, where they don't have a World Series and it caused this, like, huge damage to the sport. But are things going to shut down for a couple months? Yeah, that's the general expectation. The players and the owners have both thrown out financial proposals, how they want this to go, and they're not anywhere close. You know, there was a meeting today in Dallas where a proposal was made, and it was over in like 30 minutes. You know, there's just no subsequent discussion. So we can talk about sort of the finer details or however you want to describe it as the two proposals, but, I mean, they are on very opposite ends of the spectrum at this point.
Is opening day at risk?
I don't think so at this point. I've yet to have a conversation with somebody who's like seriously worried about that. But I mean, they're going to have to figure out a way to get this done. I think also, Rick, there's a sort of understanding that it just looks bad. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like coming back from COVID. You know, don't subject people to millionaires fighting with billionaires. Like, you guys need to find a way to get this done. Yeah. But I also think that, you know, they probably need a little kick in the pants, and that's what this halt is going to give them.
Well, you and I have also seen other times when baseball did not necessarily do the right thing by the fans and play when perhaps they could have, see the summer of 2020. You know, they had an opportunity to be back a whole lot sooner and play in games, and I think a lot of fans were frustrated that it took so long to get them back on the field. But anyway, that's another discussion for another day, isn't it?
This is a really weird landscape, right? Yeah. Like, we're seeing these contracts. He threw out Javi Baez and – you know, Max Scherzer, all these guys just signing these stupid deals, and then we're going to sit here and say that the financial system in the game is broken? I mean, I would argue that it is, but probably on a different side.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see them put a cap in. I'd love to see them put a floor in. I'd love to see them change revenue sharing around so teams like the Pirates actually have a better chance. You know, people are so quick to criticize Bob Nutting, and I certainly understand it, but in Bob Nutting's defense, he's not fighting a fair fight. No small market team is. It's ridiculous.
You're right.
And to me, they need to change that stuff. Well, I doubt whether they will, but there is a lot wrong with baseball right now financially.
Well, I'm sure you have 15 articles that you need to be getting ready for the paper for tomorrow. I don't want to keep you from your appointed rounds, but thanks for making time for us.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good night.
Good stuff. Jason Mackey joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, beat writer for the Pirates and our insider for the Pirates as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.